The chief of Mampong Ikuyapin Osambema Kwe Kwame Otudate has appealed to government to, as a matter of urgency, help to renovate the demonstration school for the deaf and the secondary technical school for the deaf in Mansi in the Ikuyapin North District of the Eastern Region. According to him, both schools, which were established over 40 years ago to nurture deaf and dumb students with technical and vocational skills, have been neglected by successive governments. This has greatly affected the students since they study under unfavorable conditions. Osambema Kwame Otudate made the appeal when he took newsmen round to inspect the deplorable nature of the two schools. Correspondent Henok Osekisi was there and has filed this report. The school, which was established in 1975 to train students in tailoring, shoemaking and English language, was raised to secondary and technical status in the early 90s. Operating on two campuses, the school has a student population of more than 300. Though the students take part in WASI and other national exams, it has not seen any major renovation since its establishment. It has no computer and science laboratory. Equipment at the technical and vocational departments have broken down, and there is no school bus to commute students to classes, forcing them to walk 2 miles to class every day. The situation discourages most teachers who are posted to the school to teach. The team also visited the demonstration school for the deaf, which was the first deaf and dumb school to be established in Mampong in 1967. The school was the basis for the establishment of other deaf and dumb schools in the country, but has also been neglected. It also faces similar problem, making teaching and learning very difficult. The chief of Mampong Ikuyapin Osambema Otudate made a passionate appeal to government, stakeholders and philanthropists to come to the aid of the two institutions, since they also play very vital roles towards the development of the country.
Correspondent Henok Osekisi's report.